Welcome to the podcast series from the 8th Educational Seminar on Migration 2021 entitled Migration in a Multilateral World, organized by the European Migration Network in Slovakia. You are listening to the lecture on Life Inside Greek Refugee Camps by Gianluca Rocco, the Chief of Mission of International Organization for Migration in Greece. During his professional career, Gianluca has assisted different government institutions with capacity building and technical cooperation activities, as well as with issues related to border management, refugees, asylum seekers, assisted voluntary returns, counter-trafficking and others. Enjoy the lecture.
Good afternoon to everybody. The main feature of the mission that we have here in Greece, I think the overall, as the pictures were showing, I think is a positive picture, at least now that we have here in Greece. Although I would say that we are now, you know, all looking far east in Afghanistan of what is happening, and there is a bit of concern of the impact that what is happening there can have on the situation in Greece. Why I say that is positive, because if you look back when the crisis, the peak of the crisis happened with a lot of Syrian migrants that were approaching through Turkey, the borders of Europe and Greece in 2015, the situation has drastically improved. At the beginning, you know, we had like 40 plus open camps, facilities in the islands where the majority of the people were arriving. They were under stress, overcrowded. It was very difficult to keep also standards. If you look at the situation now, as you saw in the pictures, we have now 28 centers that are operating. The situation in the islands is very calm, I would say. We have a total of approximately 6,000 people that are hosted there. And the standards in the camp have drastically improved. You know, while at the beginning of the crisis we were focusing mainly on humanitarian assistance, so the basic support, shelter, food, water. Now, over the years, together with the Greek government, we have developed a system that is looking at protection issues, is looking at the rights of the migrants, the possibility of going a bit beyond the pure emergency. The situation, I will say, is at the moment to a point where also the government is taking more control of the camps. You know, at the emergency time, there was a very heavy involvement of IOM, other UN agencies, and NGOs. While now, you know, the situation is a bit more under control, I would say. There is a transition from a sort of emergency situation to a more standard way of managing migration, that is what you have in all the EU member states. So I will say that in this process of handing over now, it comes very disturbing images that we saw in on TV coming from Afghanistan, and knowing that this is one of the main entry points to Europe. This, as I said before, is creating some issues. Also consider that lately, while at the beginning of the crisis and for a few years after, the majority of the migrants that were approaching Greece were coming from Syria. Lately, the number of Afghani nationals has drastically increased. At the moment, if you look, and I refer only to the statistics coming from the open camps in the mainland, that are managed by the government together with IOM directly, the 28 camps. But this gives you an idea on overall population hosted in Greece. 50%, half of the caseload there is in hosted in these camps are coming from Afghanistan. And at the same time, you have 20% of Syrian nationals. So this gives you an idea on why for us is very important to look at what is happening in Afghanistan. One issue where I think significantly progress has been made in Greece was the issue of unaccompanied children. Unaccompanied children have been, apart from the vulnerability of this particular target group, has been one of the major areas of concern, I would say, in the initial period after the crisis during the crisis in 2015, with many of these children that were stranded, were not given support in proper facilities. Now, I will say that as we talk now, there is a system in Greece for dealing with unaccompanied children. A network of shelters has been set up and is managed mainly by Greek NGOs. And there is a system also for referral, immediate referral from the Greek authorities to these shelters to avoid that many of these children will remain in camps in the islands or in places where they cannot receive proper support and proper accommodation. So again, a lot of progress has been made there. As you know, this is a very complicated issue because the majority of the unaccompanied children that are coming at least to Greece are very close to becoming adults. So we are talking of a large number of the 3,000 plus children that are estimated now to be in Greece, being of the age of 16, 17. This is creating issues on the type of support that needs to be given, but also creating issues on what to do with this particular vulnerable group when they reach the 18 years of age, because what is a formal age doesn't particularly mean that the person is fully capable to or responsible to do things by himself or herself. So in this sense, again, now that the situation is more under control and the authorities have set up a system, a mechanism to deal with this particular group, the authorities, together with IOM, are thinking to go a further step and to try to set up particular programs that will deal with the unaccompanied children at least for a year or two after they become adults. So to try to continue the support even after the 18 years of age. One thing that certainly proved to be very effective throughout the management of the crisis and the management of the migration in Greece was the setting up of the relocation program. The relocation among the EU member states was, I think, crucial in 2018-2019 to ease the burden on the Greek authorities to process asylum cases, but also to host them within the facilities that were created. through the relocation mechanism that was implemented by IOM with the funding of the European Union, more than 20,000 people were moved to other countries. And this, apart from the consideration of a need of solidarity when dealing with migration issues inside the EU or other political consideration, operationally was a key factor in allowing the Greek authorities to further develop their reception system. It was very difficult at that time with peaks of 10,000 people coming every day to set up a system that before 2015 in Greece was very, very basic. So I would say that that in that sense, you know, there was a sort of enormous job that was done by the Greek authorities in trying to set up a system for managing these very high migration flows that they were receiving, and of course with the support of the European Union and international organizations like IOM, but there was also a support, or it was key in this development, the solidarity that came from other EU member states, mainly through the mandatory relocation, but also through other type of support. One last consideration for me on how the system has developed in Greece and how Greece was able to move from an emergency to a more stable way of managing migration flows is the example of the integration. In spite of what you can read on the newspapers or what comes very known outside Greece, Greece has set up in these years, and particularly starting from 2019, a mechanism for facilitating the integration of the recognized refugees in Greece. Consider that before 2019, Greece didn't have any mechanism for this. So it was an effort that was done by the authorities on an issue that is not very, very easy to deal with. You know very well how public opinions are also playing on this issue within the European Union. And this mechanism is working in trying to provide language courses, but also access to work and access to information on how to establish their future life in Greece to a very large number of migrants that have received refugee status in Greece. You know very well that in Greece, a very large number of, apart from the Syrian nationals, but also the rate of approval or recognition for Afghani nationals has always been very, very high or higher than in other member states. So through this mechanism, I think that Greece has been able to set up a basic system for looking at migration management as a whole. So the reception, the emergency assistance, and ending with the integration for those that have the right to stay. Obviously, you know, as part of this system for managing migration, there is also the voluntary return that in Greece has always had a very positive response. The program of voluntary return in Greece is one of the largest in Europe in terms of people that want to return to their own country. And throughout the emergency, we always had a number of applicants. Even during the COVID, the numbers were more or less stable, showing that this is a very useful tool that allows those that have the intention to return and the genuine willingness to return to do so. So I will say that as I said when I started this short presentation, the picture is quite positive at the moment. I think that what has happened in Greece over the past 3-4 years is we cannot say is a model, because you know you always learn by doing things, especially on migration, and when you deal with individual people, it's always difficult to set up models and schemes. But certainly there are positive elements that can be taken as a lesson learned, and unfortunately now you know. We wait and see what will happen and how this will have an impact on a system that is shaping itself. Thank you.
This lecture was part of the EMN Educational Seminar on Migration entitled Migration in the Multilateral World. The seminar is organized by the International Organization for Migration Slovakia as the coordinator of the Slovak EMN National Contact Point. This activity is funded by the European Union and co-funded by the Ministry of Interior of the Slovak Republic. Thank you for listening.